Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing good, well. Joe. We're a little loopy this morning. Not a whole lot of sleep after staying up watching the game.
Oh, I know it. I hung in there through 13, and then after that, I said, I don't really care anymore.
Well, Joe, I saw a picture of Vanderbilt's new football uniforms that will be debuting here next month as the Commodores go on the road to open up the season at Miami, Ohio, and got a look at those yesterday. Looked pretty cool.
Yeah, you know, Kevin, it's interesting how many people are focused on those and really, you know, they heard that there was going to be a new look this year, and so people got excited about it pretty early. And it's going to be another one of those situations where there will be several combinations, apparently, of black, gold, and white to use with jerseys and pants. So, you know, and I wouldn't be surprised. You know how players are. Players are a little bit superstitious too. If they wear a certain combination and win a big game, you can bet you're going to see that combination again on a regular basis. So it's because guys keep up with, you know, how many games they win in each particular set. So, but yeah, it is a new look, and I'm looking forward to seeing it as well.
And as Hope Hines would say, it's a nice Nike swoosh. Not the swoosh, the swoosh.
Did he draw it on the dry erase board?
Yeah, drew it on the erase board. Hey, Joe, what about, you know, interesting article by Jeff Lockridge in the Tennessean this morning about John Jenkins, a Vandy commitment basketball player who, no matter what kind of successes he has, he's still sticking to the doors.
You know, this is interesting. You wonder sometimes about early commitments because just because guys commit early doesn't mean they sign, and you know, people still come after them. It's a real interesting approach in recruiting. We're even seeing more football players, Frank, do it now. You know, it's kind of almost unheard of for football players to commit before their senior season, but you're starting to see more of it. There are a lot of guys now who have just reached the point where they want to get it out of the way. They make their decision. They don't want to be hassled their whole senior year. And so you see a lot of players that go ahead and make their decision after their junior year. And, you know, we'll see if it holds for everybody because, you know, until you sign on the dotted line, there's no, you know, you can change your mind. And there's no rule in recruiting that says once a player declares himself, you know, a recruit for somebody, that everybody will leave him alone. You know, and in fact, you know, a lot of people figure it's just the opposite. You know, when you're recruiting a player and he's looking at a number of schools, you're recruiting against everybody. But when a player makes his statement that I'm going to go here, then you're only recruiting against one school. So it's a little bit easier in some ways to target a player and go after them because of that. So, but everybody so far seems to be sticking to their guns, and that's good news.
Joe, we talked about door jam, and it will be August 17th over at the practice facility at Vanderbilt.
You got it right yesterday.
August 17th on a Sunday afternoon once again, and that's always a good time. We always have you know, hundreds of people turn out and meet players. They'll see the new uniforms and get autographs and talk to them. It's always a good time and a little bit of a break for the guys. From the right in the heart of fall camp, so it'll be here before you know it. Next week, we'll be down in Birmingham for the SEC media days. Vanderbilt goes down there there on the opening day, and that's kind of the kickoff to the SEC football season. And it's hard to believe, but it's almost here.
Gold jerseys with white numbers. I thought of Joe Fisher immediately.
Yeah, that's all we need, something else we can't see. If we can just get them to wear those and South Carolina to wear the maroon with black numbers, we'll be in great shape.
That sounds good. See you later, Joe.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Joe.